Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already May 20th and 21st, depending on when you're listening to this. If you are listening to this on Saturday, May 20th, that's 9:05, you'll still have time to come down to One Delta for the Over the River 5K Fitness Walk and Run. That's at 10 a.m., and that's one of the Capital Ear Race Series races. It's the fifth, actually, and then we have three more after that, the Capital City Classic on Saturday, June 24th, and then two races in July, the Bill Luddy 5-miler and the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic. And speaking of Canterbury, I want to thank all my running friends for making it to Canterbury Shaker Village last weekend for the Shaker Village cross-country run. The cows did not stampede. The trail was relatively dry considering all the rain we've gotten, and things went really well. So that's for my running friends. For my friends who are interested in what is going to happen after the Affordable Care Act gets tweaked, if it does get tweaked, on Thursday, May 24th at Southern New Hampshire University, we're putting on a conference which will deal with what's coming after the Affordable Care Act, perhaps. But beyond that, regardless whether the Affordable Care Act stays the same or gets tweaked or gets totally changed, what we can do as small employers to control the spiraling cost of healthcare. So if you're interested in that conference, it's free to the public, but you must register by calling Patty at 223-1388. Congratulations to everybody this week that ran the Rockin' Race in Concord. Very well attended, as always. And then also I did a race at Weir Middle School on Friday for the Weir Middle School, so that was great. But this weekend with me is Jiffy Rainey and Emily Planchet, and we're going to be talking about the Governor's Conference on Volunteerism. So Jiffy and Emily, thank you for joining me. I'm sure you have better things to do than spend, you know, a nice, beautiful weekend in May with Tom Raffio, but thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Tom. So I'm Jiffy Rainey, and I'm actually the chair of the Governor's Conference on Volunteerism, and this is my fourth year chairing it, I believe.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's a great tradition, and Volunteer New Hampshire has some wonderful events, three major events, and this is one of them, which is identified as a training. And so I'm honored to be on the Volunteer New Hampshire board and able to be the chair of this excellent conference.
Excellent. And Emily, you're the Volunteer New Hampshire lead. So tell us your background and what does it mean by being the Volunteer New Hampshire lead?
Yes. So I am a program officer at Volunteer New Hampshire. This is my second year working at Volunteer New Hampshire. Last year, I was in AmeriCorps Vista serving at the same place, so I had a little bit of familiarity with the events, and then I was at UNH the year before. So so basically, we have our committee chair, Jiffy, and then one staff person gets assigned to the event, so that happened to be me. And so I am in charge of just making sure everything moves smoothly, logistically, and then Jiffy takes care of the rest.
Awesome.
Well, I think that's the other way around.
Well, I think sounds like you all are great teamwork there. So Jiffy, I always find that people want to know folks' background. So before we got on the air, you were saying that you went to Concord High School. So tell us about your background and how did you wind your way up to chair of the Governor's Conference Committee?
Well, yes, I'm a Concord native and very proud of it. My dad was also a Concord native, Dr. Rainey. And I've been involved with various things in volunteerism for many years, mostly the arts, and involved with the Capital Center for the Arts and the Guile Concert Series. And I'm on the committee for that. I got taken over after Dad gave up that seat. And so really, and that's a volunteer position, and really enjoy bringing wonderful shows to the Capital Center for the city here in Concord, and also play, perform in a number of different groups in New Hampshire on a volunteer basis, and went to Concord High, went away to college, and then went to UNH for a master's in education, music education, and taught for a while. And now I work at the Department of Education, working with math and science programs and also rural and low-income schools. And it's a totally different side than being actually in the classroom. But I've learned an awful lot in the years that I've been there. I continue to be involved with various community groups, and that really is what gives me pleasure. The reason that I got hooked up with Volunteer New Hampshire is because of the Department of Education. There are a few agencies in the state which have designees, and the Department of Education is one of those. And so I've been the designee for the Commissioner of Education for the past, I think, going on 5 years now. And I really enjoy it, and it gives a little break. And I love to be with the people, which is what I'm all about. So, and I was honored to be able to combine education with volunteerism. And so that's one of the reasons that I decided to get on board as chair of this wonderful conference.
Awesome. Well, you're preaching to the choir. I spent 10 years of my life as chair or on the State Board of Education. I'm sure we ran into each other at the department. And I mean, education and giving back to the community and running are my three favorite things, of course. So Emily, so tell us how you got to where you are, and then we'll get right into, I want to talk about the conference next week, so we can put a plug in for that.
Sure. So I'm also a Concord native. Actually, my dad and Jiffy graduated from the same class at Concord High, and my mom did too.
Did you know you just dated Jiffy and me?
She didn't say what year. Well, she's only 12.
Okay, there you go. All right, good line, Jiffy. So, Emily, proceed.
I went to UNH Durham. I graduated, I double majored in English and classics. And
nice. So, I was an English major at Harvard, so I love it. That's the best thing I ever did.
Oh, well, I mean, Harvard, that's kind of different.
No, it's not. I mean, the thing is, I mean, I have my MBA as well, but the people say, well, in my position, you know, what's more important? I think being an English major, because you have to read, you have to absorb so many emails now that is, and write and present yourself. So glad to hear another English and classical major there. So how did you wind your way up here to the Volunteer New Hampshire lead?
Well, basically after I graduated, like many English majors, I'm sure, I was like, I don't know what I want to actually do, and I need a job. So I was just looking over the job website that UNH has, where you can like look up different job opportunities, and I saw an AmeriCorps Vista position that was run by Catholic Charities, and I was like, well, Catholic Charities, they do a lot of good stuff. Let's see what they have for me. And so I reached out, and they placed me with Volunteer New Hampshire as a host site, basically, where I served a year, basically working on capacity building and sustainability for the organization, doing a lot of the things that I'm doing right now as a staff. And basically after a year, we received a grant, so they had enough money to hire me. Yay. So, and then I took on a lot of extra responsibilities on top of doing Volunteer New Hampshire's, two of Volunteer New Hampshire's three events. So.
Nice. Taking on additional responsibility. I'd love to hear it. So the website is VolunteerNH, one word, VolunteerNH.org. Now, you have an event coming up just this next week. So tell us about what the Governor's Conference on Volunteerism is coming up next week.
Yes. So the Governor's Conference on Volunteerism has been around for a very long time. We're in our, I believe, 34th year. It's looked differently over the past few years, but basically it's a conference that's whose purpose is to educate, enhance skills, and provide professional development to support New Hampshire's volunteer programs and organizations. The people who attend, usually we have a mix of different nonprofit attendees in various capacities. We have some people from socially responsible businesses, and then we have a lot of our New Hampshire's National Service members, so that's AmeriCorps State and AmeriCorps Vista, and then some senior core members as well.
So if I want to go to the event next week, do I just go on volunteerinh.org? Can I just show up? Is there a fee attached to it? Tell us all that.
Yes. So registration in and of itself has closed, but we do welcome walk-ins. It is $70 if you're from a nonprofit. It's $75 if you're with a business. And if you are in a national service program, such as Senior Corps, it's $55. And then we have $40 registration fee for students. So that's college students, high school students. We mostly, I assume most people who would like to go to this, it should be about $70.
Nice. And so can you give us the specifics in terms of the venue and the time? And by the way, there's been so many college graduations lately. I'm hoping maybe you'll get some new college graduates participating. But why don't you give us the location?
Yes, it is at NHTI in Concord, or NHTI, Concord's Community College.
Oh, nice tagline. Good. That's good.
They like proper branding.
Good branding.
So.
Exactly. Good branding.
It is in the student center. There'll be signs.
And the date?
And it's May 23rd. Officially, it starts at 9 a.m., but registration opens at 8 a.m., and we will have a kind of continental breakfast for people who show up earlier, and it goes till 4.
And NHTI has such a beautiful campus right across the street from Northeast Delta Dental. So the website is volunteernewhampshire.org. Can we kind of just circle back a little bit, and before we break for commercial, can you give us just kind of the overall mission of Volunteer New Hampshire?
Sure. Volunteer New Hampshire's our mission statement is that we support the tradition of service in New Hampshire, and that is very, and we do very different things within that. So we support New Hampshire National Service Programs. So that's AmeriCorps State. We provide grants and oversight to their programs. We also support AmeriCorps Vista and Senior Corps. We have something called the New Hampshire Service Alliance, where all of the representatives from those programs come, and we discuss national service in New Hampshire, what it looks like, how we can help other people, providing training and technical assistance. And we also focus on recognition of volunteers and training of volunteers. So the Governor's Conference is an example of a training. And then for recognition of volunteers, we also have an event called the Spirit of New Hampshire Awards.
Perfect. And we'll, after commercial break, we'll get into the Spirit of New Hampshire Awards. I have attended that. It's awesome. So we'll return with Jiffy and Emily after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Jiffy Rainey and Emily Planchet, and they're with the Governor's Conference on Volunteers. And before we get into the specifics of the conference and some other exciting events coming up, just a reminder, their website is volunteernh.org. And again, big shout out to my running friends for turning up at the Canterbury Shaker Village Cross Country Race last Saturday. And this Saturday, if you're listening to this on Saturday, May 20th, come over to Northeast Delta Dental, and we have the Over the River and Through the Woods race, and that starts at 10 o'clock. So if you're listening to this radio show on Saturday, you certainly can still make it. And I want to congratulate all the runners who made it to the Rockin' Race Thursday of this week. Huge turnout, as always, fun. It's a great combination of elite runners, but also the rest of us recreational runners and walkers, and obviously plenty of food. So Jiffy and Emily, let's get back let's get into the nitty-gritty of the conference. You know, how many attendees are you expecting, and who might be doing the keynote? And then I know you're going to be making some recognitions, and I probably can't announce who they are, but tell us, you know, about the process.
Well, the conference, as Emily mentioned earlier, is at New Hampshire Technical Institute campus. It's actually the beginning, the opening, and the keynote actually happen in the gymnasium near the student center. And then we break out into different sessions, and we have four sets of sessions during the morning and afternoon, with plenty of different topics and a wealth of information on these presentations. And we are really excited to have some of these repeat presenters as well as some new ones. So there won't be anything that you won't want to hear. There's so much wonderful information here. And so we start off with our keynote. We have like an introduction around 9 o'clock. And then we move into the keynote speaker. And I'll just mention who the keynote is. Peter Kelleher, who's the CEO and president of the Partnership for Successful Living. And he has different agencies, evidently, that he is oversees. And I'll have Emily tell you a little bit more about him in a bit. Then they move into sessions, two sessions, and then we have lunch. And we are thrilled to announce, I think I can announce this, it's confirmed that the governor will be in attendance. I haven't broken my record of being the chair and having the governor attend yet, knock on wood. So thanks to our Governor Sununu for stepping up and coming. And what he's going to do is do a little just kind of general recognition of volunteers, and then he is going to present the Volunteer Manager Award that we give out every year to someone who is doing an exemplary job of managing a group of volunteers, whether it be a nonprofit. It's been anything from Make-A-Wish Foundation to animal agencies. And so we're really thrilled. And I have no idea who the winner is this year. They don't tell us. And so it's a big surprise. But you'll want to be there for that. So the governor comes for that. And then there are some proclamations that are given out. And then we finish up with a couple more sessions and wrap up by 4 o'clock, Emily, is that right?
Yep.
Okay, great. And it's really a wonderful lunch and a good continental breakfast, hard-boiled eggs included.
sounds like NHGI campus is the place to be on Tuesday, May 23rd.
And they are great to host us, and we're really thankful for their cooperation and their enthusiasm about the conference. I don't know, Emily. Do you want to say a little bit more about Peter Kelleher?
Sure. So, as Jiffy said, he's the CEO and president of Partnership for Successful Living. They're based out of Nashua. So they serve all of New Hampshire, but they a lot of their actual agencies are in Southern New Hampshire, Nashua area. The partnership is actually a very interesting kind of organization in that it's actually made up of like a web of six different organizations, such as Harbor Homes, Healthy at Home Incorporated, Keystone Hall, Milford Regional Counseling, Southern New Hampshire HIV AIDS Task Force, and the Institute at Welcoming Light. And so they kind of focus on homelessness and mental illness, substance misuse, prevention, and recovery. HIV AIDS, and then technical assistance for nonprofits. They basically do a lot of things. And I believe due to this organization, there are no homeless veterans in Nashua. So,
awesome. Well, yeah.
I've heard him speak, so that's congratulations on landing him. So the website again is volunteernh.org. What organizations help sponsor this conference, and if we trigger some interest this weekend, could a company or an individual tap into the website and perhaps become an additional sponsor?
Oh, yes, definitely. Obviously, first we have to thank Northeast Delta Dental, who has been a pretty steadfast supporter of this conference for many years. So we are very, very thankful that Northeast Delta Dental and their generosity.
Happy to do it.
Thank you.
We have a variety of organizations. Norman Doe Associates, New Hampshire Charitable Foundation, Fidelity Investments, Merchants Auto, CNS Wholesale Grocers, New Hampshire Elks Association, I could go on, Hypertherm, Davison Toll, Granite United Way.
Great lineup there.
Yeah, UNH Manchester, the New Hampshire Association of Volunteer Administrators, and this year we have a new one, the American Cancer Society. So we're always thankful for these businesses and organizations that care enough about their community to want to see volunteers trained and New Hampshire strengthened because of it.
Awesome. And even though the registration is closed, they are allowing walk-ins. So come over there about 8 o'clock. The conference actually starts at 9, but it's Tuesday, May 23rd at the beautiful NHCI campus. There'll be plenty of parking. So can you maybe, Jiffy, you could describe, you know, the purpose of the Manager of the Year Award and what and the genesis of that?
Sure. I think basically, you know, we ask for nominations a few months prior to the conference, and we're looking for someone who has made an impressive difference as a manager of volunteers. So people who manage volunteers usually have other jobs that they do as well at their place of employment. And so managing volunteers is usually above and beyond for many of them. And that's depending on how many people you're dealing with, it's really important to have sustainability with your volunteers. And I think it takes a special person to have a great rapport with the volunteers to keep them coming back for more and being able to assist in whatever venue we're speaking about. And so I think, I'm not sure, I don't know how long the Volunteer Manager Award has been happening. I would assume since the beginning, but I don't know. Do you know, Emily?
You know, it's interesting, you made some good points in terms of what you're looking for in that award, because the whole thing about sustainability, obviously, you know, the program that during the holiday, getting the holiday gifts, I mean, that's been going on for many, many years. But, you know, volunteers can, you know, burn out, they can move. And so for a manager to sort of galvanize and continue the sustainability of the resource, I think you really, really put really nicely there. So thank you. Would you like to also, are there other, I know you did a great job, Emily, of thanking the sponsors. Would you like to thank any other teammates and volunteers, no pun intended, that helped put together the volunteer conference?
Yeah, this is definitely, it definitely takes a lot of work to put all of this together. So we have a great committee, obviously, with Jiffy at the helm. And a lot of the hard work is really getting presenters and all the like logistical things of, you know, the things you never think about, like printing name tags, putting packets together for, you know, 300 people. And then, you know, people who do the people who provide in-kind donations for the awards. I mean, it's just a bunch of things. So we really want to thank our committee and all the volunteers who come to help with registration.
Yeah, it's a huge checklist, of things to do. And then, of course, you want to, you know, recognize them, which you have. So time is short, so we do want to get into the golf event and the spirit event. So maybe you both can describe that, and more information on that as well can be found on volunteernh.org.
Definitely. Coming up next, after the Governor's Conference, which is this Tuesday at New Hampshire Technical Institute, all are welcome. We also have what we call our Fundraiser of the Year, and that is on August 15th at the Wentworth by the Sea Golf Club, and it's a golf fundraiser. And I've been, and it's wonderful, and we have so many different foursomes come out, and it's really just about having a great time for a good cause. It's not a huge competition. We have different prizes that we give out for certain things, hole-in-one, things like that, but it's really just about having a great time and just collaborating with people and corroborating with people, and
so the camaraderie.
Definitely.
But it's a good, obviously.
Oh, it
good
is, and it's a great fundraiser. Great fundraiser.
Great venue. And how about the Spirit event in November?
Emily, you want to take that?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm the lead staff on that one as well. So
nice.
It's This will be my second year leading that, so it's a little bit easier, hopefully, this time. But it's a large, it's a statewide, the Spirit of New Hampshire Awards is a statewide volunteer recognition ceremony. So we open nominations probably around July, and then anyone can nominate. So we have nominations for individuals, so youth, adult, and senior, and then nonprofits, businesses, or any sort of education-related institutions like colleges or even school clubs that have either shown exemplary volunteerism or have promoted it and promoted it, like businesses that have volunteer days and such things like that. So it's at the Capital Center for the Arts. It's like a two-hour ceremony. People are recognized for their achievements. And then there's one person who is given the large overall Spirit of New Hampshire Award, who has shown like the most exemplary volunteerism.
It's a can't miss event. It's a beautiful event, and as you say, it's also efficiently run. So the website is volunteernh.org. The big event, the most, is coming right up Tuesday, May 23rd, at NHGI. Walk-ins are welcome. Jiffy and Emily, we're so lucky that you're leading the so-called volunteer charge in New Hampshire. Means a lot. I know we have a lot of employees at Northeast Delta Dental that do a lot of volunteer work, and I think having a conference on it is awesome. So thank you for what you're doing for New Hampshire. And Emily, you're a really good testimonial for AmeriCorps Vista. Nice job. So Jiffy and Emily, we'll have you back next year. So thank you again for joining me this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tom. It's been wonderful.
Pleasure has been mine. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.